You know, some people are living in the time of lack, but we should be living in the time of more. Because I'm talking about living according to God's unchanging word and the promises that he has given us in the word. See, God is not limited by the natural economy. Did you ever notice that? See, God's promises always come into effect in our life. God operates on his economy. And we need to learn how to realize that if we'll operate in line with God's word, then we're not affected. You know, some areas of the nation are limited, you know, because of their economy, but God is not limited because of economy. God is only limited by how much you can believe him for. And God's promises don't change. He said, I am the Lord and I change not. You know, so it's time for us to get in the more. Turn to your neighbor and say, it's time for us to get in the more. More power, more glory, more blessing. Amen. See, but we must prepare to receive. We can only receive and do more with God when we really understand and activate the truths of God's word. And so I want to talk a little bit this morning about recognizing what we have in Christ. You know, I'm always talking about in Christ. One of the reasons I am, many people don't realize how much they look at my dad and they talk about faith and so forth. But if you were around him a whole lot and listened to him, he talked a whole lot about being in Christ and what we have in Christ. Because he said that being in Christ, learning and understanding the realities of being in Christ is what opens up all of the promises of God for us. Philemon 1:6. That the sharing of your faith may become effective by the acknowledgement of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. That's the King James. The NLT says, and I'm praying that you will put into action the generosity that comes from your faith as you understand and experience all the good things we have in Christ. I want you to notice that phrase, by acknowledgement, every good thing which is in you in Christ. How many of you have Christ? Then we need to realize and acknowledge every good thing that we have because of Jesus. You know, also in the NLT, it says, as you understand and experience all the good things we have in Christ. Did you know you can't experience anything you don't understand? You have to have an understanding before you can experience it. You know, every good thing which is in you in Christ, as you understand and experience all the good things we have in Christ. See, actually, we need to consistently speak of who we are in Christ, what we have in Christ, and what we can do in Christ. It's something that we need to continually do. I love teaching the in him realities. It's one of the courses I teach at school. And I talk to them about making the in him confessions. Dad's got a little book out there called In Him. It's got all the scriptures in there. Usually in my class, at the end of the class, I give them a whole sheet front and back that has confessions that you can make. You don't have to make them all every day, but you need to make two or three of them every day of who you are in Christ. You know, the Amplified version of the verse of Scripture says, and I pray that the participation in the, and in sharing of your faith may produce and promote full recognition and appreciation and understanding and precise knowledge of every good thing that is ours in our identification with Christ and unto his glory. Identification. That's a statement. You see, it talks about that as our, that is ours in our identification. Okay? How many of you at your work, you have something that identifies you as an employee of that place, that business? How many Raymond employees or Kentucky Ministry employees I got in here? Okay, keep your hand up. How many of you have a little badge? Wave your hand if you have a little badge. What does that badge do? It identifies you as having the right to be inside of the building that you're in. You know. Now, how many of you have something in your pocket that says Oklahoma driver's license or some other state? That identifies you as being able to drive legally in the state of Oklahoma. And this is reciprocal in all 50 states of the United States. And you can take this and to some places and show them your driver's license and get a world driver's license that legalizes you to drive in another country. Is that anybody ever got one of those? I did one time. You got one? All right. See, you know, how many of you have a credit card? Now, that credit card identifies you to be able to use that, but only you. And in fact, just the other day, Lynette gets a call on the phone and I get her on the phone. Somebody had got her number somehow and had made a charge. And the company, they said, wait a minute, this is not right. So they called to check it out because it wasn't the right person. They weren't identified correctly. See, if you're going to get involved with all of the benefits of Jesus, then you got to identify yourself. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. I am who the Bible says I am, a child of God. That identification then puts you in line to receive all the benefits of God's family. Hello. There sits Denise, and by the way, Craig is in Trinidad ministering, and they fly out this afternoon to Tobago, and we'll be ministering over there with Marcus Martinez from up in Canada. But there's Denise and Craig. Now, they identify themselves as Lynette and I's children. So therefore, that puts them in line to receive from us. Right? Identification, identifying who you are, is what will help you to overcome the devil. You remember a story in the Word of God where Paul was arrested? And he was taken in by the Romans, and they were going to give him lashes. And he said to the guard, he said, is it lawful for you to do this to a Roman citizen? The guard went to the commander and said, Then he says he's a Roman citizen. The commander came there and said, "Are you a Roman citizen?" And he said, "I was born a Roman citizen." That commander said, "I had to buy mine." And the same people that were going to give him lashes now have turned around and they are for him simply because he identified himself. When the devil comes around, you need to identify yourself and say, "Hey, wait a minute. I am a child of God. You have no rights and no privileges to do." See, they had no right and no privilege to do what they were doing because he had not been given due process. So therefore, they were in trouble. You see, what we need to realize is that when we recognize and understand and have the precise knowledge of who we are in Christ, let me tell you something. Things begin to change. This verse of scripture in the Fenton translation says that your energetic unity in the faith may advance into a recognition of every benefit there is for us in Christ. Recognition. You know, in order for you to enjoy every benefit in Christ, you have to recognize what they are. Have you ever been somewhere and you saw somebody and say, and you thought, "I recognize that person"? You know, I'm always, Lynette will tell you, we're always out eating and doing that. And people come up and say, "Are you who I think you are?" Because, you see, they have seen us on TV. And so they recognize us. Let me tell you something. The enemy recognizes whenever a child of God that knows who he is in Christ comes marching on the scene. Let me tell you, things begin to change. He begins to scramble because he knows he's done for. You see, I want to go back to another version of this same verse of scripture, Ben Campbell Johnson version. Our common faith may give you a deeper understanding of all the possibilities that the union with Christ brings. A deeper understanding of all the possibilities. Do you understand that we will never get to the end of all of the possibilities that they are for us in Christ Jesus? I'm serious. We can never exhaust all the possibilities that we have in Christ. Because of him, he said all things are possible. I sort of like this, being able to walk all around. Huh? Y'all like it? I'm having to get used to doing it again because they have me locked up. How many of you remember when I used to walk all over the platform? But then they got me locked on this little stage. Two steps, oh, I'm going to fall off. But now I got a bunch of steps. See, we need to understand that being in Christ means that we are spiritually joined and united with him. It also means that in Christ, we find everything we need to live the good life. Now, branches of a tree or a plant get their sustenance from being hooked to the main stem. right? You cut that branch off and it's going to die. Many times, many people do not draw from the power and the source that belongs to them because they're connected to Christ. We should talk constantly about who we are, what we have, and what we can do in Christ. You know, this, when you talk consistently about this, it lets the enemy know that you know who you are. See, remember when Paul was there and he cast some devils out of people? Then the seven sons of Sceva decided they're going to try to do what Paul did. And the enemy, you know, the demon spoke up and said, "Jesus I know and Paul I know, but who are you?" Hey, they tried to cast him out in the name of Jesus that Paul preaches. And the demon turned around and he said, "I know Jesus, I know who he is, and I know who Paul is, but who are you?" See, that's why when we stay connected to the branch, then when the enemy comes around, he knows who you are. Because it plainly says there that he knows Jesus and he knew Paul. If you're in Christ, he knows Jesus, and he knows the Jesus in you, and he knows who you are, and he knows that you have the right and the privilege to tell him where to go. Come on now. You know, it is so amusing to me. I see people all the time. And you see them one day, and they're talking about, "Oh, praise God, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. I got the victory. Wow." And the next day you see them, "I just don't know what's going to happen. I don't know, man." Part of the time, they're talking this way. Part of the time, they're talking that way. And guess what? They don't get the good, but they get the bad. Because when you start talking about like that, it's you're opening the door and saying, "Come on in, Mr. Devil." But when you're talking about who you are in Christ and what you have in Christ and what you can do because of Christ, you're slamming the door in the devil's face. Slam it so hard that it hits his nose and breaks it. See, you know, sometimes people confess all the possibilities that they have in Christ and who they are in Christ. And then the next day they turn around and they're talking and they're complaining about the problems and what they don't have. We need to talk about what we have. Let the enemy know. See, actually, if you're double-minded, according to what James says, you don't get anything. Am I right or wrong? Anybody ever read that over in James? I know most people don't read James very often. Because Brother James, he sort of whips you a little bit when you read his scriptures. But you got to remember, see, he was the pastor in Jerusalem. And so he's trying to keep those guys straight. That's what I'm doing as a pastor, trying to keep you guys popped up and straight, okay? This is what a pastor's supposed to do. I'm supposed to, and Peter said, as long as he is in this body, he's going to keep reminding his parishioners of all of what the scripture says. And there's one thing I'm going to do. As long as I'm up here preaching, I'm going to remind you who you are in Christ. I'm going to remind you about strong faith. I'm going to remind you about being filled with the Spirit and living in the Spirit. Somebody said, "Well, you seem to preach some, you seem to reiterate a lot of stuff." That's because we need to continually hear it over and over again. Right? You know, Do you realize that your words determine your lifestyle? Our words influence and affect how we live. You talk words of doubt and unbelief and, oh my God, how am I going to make it? And before you know it, you're going to be so far down that somebody's going to have to take a winch to lift you out of the pit. But you begin to talk about who you are in Christ and what you have in Christ, and I cannot but be defeated because I'm in Christ. I'm going to tell you, it opens the door for all the blessings. See, our words define the perimeters of our life. Our words affect what is possible for us and what is not possible. You know, strong people dare to confess what God said. You know, God defined the perimeters of the visible world we see in Genesis 1, 3 through 31, when it says that he spoke and it was. And then 31 says everything that God created was very good. And then Hebrews 11:3 tells us that God framed the world by his words. By the words God spoke, he created the world. Mark 11:23 tells us, if we say to the mountain, believe in our heart, say to the mountain, it'll be removed. Say. Open your mouth and talk. Don't ever face the enemy with your mouth shut. Now, don't face him and be saying, oh, what am I going to do? You got to face him with the word of God. We got to speak, acknowledge, and recognize the word, what the word says. You know, acknowledge means to recognize, right? Acknowledge it, recognize it. Stop talking about the problem and start talking about the solution. The solution is in Christ. The solution is in Christ. You know, you have to be careful what you say, because if you don't say the right words, it attracts the enemy. How many hunters do I have in here? Go hunting. All right. When you hunt, you go out there and you sit in the woods, you know. I don't hunt. I could. I'm army trained. I know how to shoot a rifle. In fact, I got a deer rifle that my father-in-law gave me. Got a good scope on it, too. Got a 308, I think it is, with a scope, good high-powered scope. Never have fired it. Now, he liked to hunt. But I don't want to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and go sit out there on that in some tree somewhere. But I'll be at the racetrack at 1:30 and 2 in the morning. It's just all a matter of what you really enjoy doing. But let's get back to hunting. Now, if you go hunt turkey or ducks, or if you go hunt deer, usually you have some kind of call or something to attract their attention. Is that right? So when you start talking negatively, guess what? You attract the devil. He said, oh, there's somebody I can destroy. Because, see, it says he goes around seeking whom he may destroy. See, as you're talking your unbelief and talking all of your doubt and stuff, you are sending out a signal that you attract him. But you start talking the other way and you repel him. Amen. You start talking your doubt and unbelief, what you don't have, it's devil thinks, oh, it's open season. See, let me wrap this up. One way to start acknowledging and recognizing is with your words. With your words. See, here he says, You know, if your job situation is bad and you don't feel like that you're qualified, then boldly start saying, "The Lord is my helper." If you get a negative report about your body, something, you start saying, "By his stripes, I'm healed." You don't have enough money, then you start saying, "My God shall supply all of my needs." You know, the devil brings up your past, trying to shame you. You begin to say, "There's therefore now no condemnation to us who are in Christ Jesus." If fear tries to overtake you, you begin to say, "God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and a love and a sound mind." You know, there's a fellow that I'm named after. I've heard him say it thousands of times. You never rise in life above your understanding and confession of the Word of God. Anybody ever heard him say that? If you said in his under his teaching, you did. You need to continue to say, "I am who God says I am. I have what God says I have. I can do what God says I can do." Kenneth E. Hagin, on page 9 of his little book In Him, said, "Faith, confession, create realities. As far as God is concerned, everything we have or are in Christ is so. However, it's your believing it and confessing it which makes it a reality." Recognizing, understanding what we have in Christ either will bring you victory or you'll go down in defeat. I'm going to open my mouth and begin to say what God said about me. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Let's all stand up and praise the Lord right now. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Father, for Jesus Christ, your Son, that went to cross. He died, but he rose again. And he's sitting at the right hand. And Father, I thank you right now because we're in Christ. All of the promises of God are ours as we begin to understand the reality of who we are in Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Did anybody get anything out of this morning? It's very important for us to recognize who we are in Christ. Our victory is in Christ, not in ourselves, not in what we can do, but in what he has done. He's already defeated the enemy. So all we got to do is begin to quote the Word of God and quote the scriptures about in Christ, and we walk in victory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bow your heads for just a moment. I never like to do a message that I don't give an opportunity for somebody to find Jesus, because if you don't know Jesus Christ, your personal Savior, then you can't get in on what I'm talking about. But once you find him as your personal Savior, then everything that I talked about becomes a reality in your life. Or you might say, I know what it is to serve God, but I'm not where I need to be, and I need to rededicate my life to God. Anybody on any one of those invitations right now, let me see your hand in this room. I want to pray with you, and I want to pray for you upstairs, downstairs, wherever you're at right now. You say, "I need Christ. I need to rededicate my life." There's one over here. Thank you. Thank you. Any more that would join this one? We do believe in being filled with the Holy Spirit around here. Not church creed or doctrine, but what the Bible says. The Bible said they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, began to speak with tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And you'd say, "I'd like to receive the Holy Spirit today." Let me see your hand. Anybody in the place want to receive the Holy Spirit today? Praise God, praise God, praise God. Hey, listen. If you raised your hand, should have raised your hand, wanted to raise your hand, I'm going down front right now. If you raised your hand, wanted to raise your hand, should have raised your hand, I want you to step out of the aisle and come down here and meet me right now so I can pray with you right now. So come on. Come on. Come on. If you raised your hand, wanted to raise your hand, should have raised your hand, come on down here now. Come on. Come on right now. Come on right here. Come on, right here. Yes, come on. Praise the Lord. Just stand right here. We'll wait for some more to come. God bless you. Come on, buddy. God bless you, man. Stand right here. We'll just wait a minute. Come on. Anybody else won't come? This is your time. Up in the balcony, come on. They'll show you how to get down these steps. If you raised your hand, should have raised your hand, wanted to raise your hand, come on right now. Come on right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Listen, I'm going to pray with you guys. Oh, here comes another one right here. Come on. Praise the Lord. Here, let me have both of your hands here. There we go. Reach your hands out toward these people. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that every spiritual need in these lives will be met today. Salvation, rededication, blessed infilling of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, I thank you for it. Amen and amen. Now, I want to ask you to go to a special place of prayer where there are other people there waiting to pray with you. Make sure you got where you come far down here. Okay. That same place becomes a classroom every Sunday morning at 9 o'clock for just a few classes called Turning Point. You say, well, what in the world's Turning Point? It's just a few classes to help you get your life turned on to God or turned back on to God. That's what it is. I'd like to see you in that class next Sunday morning. They'll tell you all about it. See Greg right there? There's other people waiting for you in there to pray with you. Would you just follow him that place right now? Just follow him. God bless you, man. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You got something you want to sing?
I know who I am. Say it. I know.